In the 2 weeks since a mob stormed the Capitol in D.C., many people in New Hampshire have been trying to make sense of the news. And that includes kids, who are still learning the basics of government and politics. NHPR's Sarah Gibson spoke with families and teachers who say, with the right approach, the current events can become teaching opportunities.
The day after the Capitol riot, 14-year-old Elijah Baycote went to class at Plymouth Regional High School, and he says no one, not his teachers nor his peers, brought up the news.
It's historic, but like, same time, no one's really talking about it, but that's just school, I guess.
The Plymouth superintendent says she left it up to teachers to decide whether to discuss it. That's the case in a lot of New Hampshire schools, which leaves many students to process the chaotic news at home. That's what Elijah did. His dad, Ben, is Black, and they talk a lot about protests and racial justice. Ben teaches at a nearby private school, and he's been talking to his students a lot about the riot's aftermath.
We devoted 25 minutes of the class just to discuss the timeline, to try to get a little civics lesson, even to just defining what is insurrection, what is white supremacy, what is even Antifa.
Ben's advice to teachers, give your students context to make sense of the news. Otherwise, Ben says, it's a huge ask of kids
to try to figure out what to think and how to deal with the scenes and the trauma that kind of happened.
Whether students discuss current events at school depends largely on their teachers, and it can be tricky territory. Talking about news means talking about politics, and with scenes like rioters waving Confederate flags inside the Capitol, this means talking about racism and white nationalism. Tanisha Johnson is a parent in Exeter and a founder of the Seacoast chapter of Black Lives Matter. She gets that these discussions feel charged.
We have the range of gamut of just parents' opinions and feelings. And so that's why teachers are afraid. You know, it's the repercussions of talking about something that they're not even comfortable talking about themselves.
At a middle school in Exeter, a group of social studies teachers say the district is helping them figure out how to have these conversations without stepping on parents' toes or ignoring the emotional toll of the news. Seth May Cumber says if you're going to talk about this in the classroom, you need to leave time for students to process how current events make them feel.
I had some people that talked about, like, we need to do, like, social media campaigns. That, like, these are the things that you need to look at. And it's like, cool. Like, if you feel that emboldened that that's something that your path is, great. If your path is just, I want to listen to music because media is stressing me out right now and watching TV is stressing me out, then that's your path.
Sarah Wong, who teaches social studies down the hall from May Cumber, says teachers need to encourage students to ask questions, especially when they're scrolling through posts online.
I had a student today who was asking me a question about seeing the Speaker of the House's podium on eBay, and was that true? I saw it on social media.
This was a whole thing last week with unsubstantiated rumors that rioters who had stolen Nancy Pelosi's lectern were selling it online. Wong praised her student for spotting potential misinformation.
Even just asking the question, is that true, is showing me what you're learning. It's showing me that you are recognizing that we need to think critically about what we see. And so it's very rewarding to see the kids kind of grow through that process.
But these teachers say there's a lot of work ahead. They're still learning how to talk more candidly about issues of race and racism, and they themselves can get overwhelmed by the news. Wong says with the inauguration tomorrow, she's bracing for the unknown.
And the kids are asking, are there going to be more riots? And I say, I don't have that answer. And you know, we all hope that there will not be.
For that reason, she's not planning to watch the inauguration live in class. In the event anything violent does happen, she wants to give everyone a little time to reflect before they come back together in class. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.